alligators, I think. But we got other important stuff to talk about. And Casey, you have a situation we wanted to talk about, disability insurance and self-employment. Got a couple, what, Dean started his own business about 9 years ago, rolled his 401k into a SEP, saves $8,000 to $10,000 a year because he doesn't have a pet, I think.
That must be it.
Yeah. And he's a sole proprietor with no employees, travels 80% of the time for work. What do we got going on? You know, is this disability insurance important to a guy like this?
Yeah, I mean, I think very much so. And this is something that's often overlooked by people. You know, people always oftentimes consider life insurance and obviously property and casualty insurance. They're going to insure the things that are important to them, their home, their car, their life. But they don't think about what happens if they're disabled and not able to work a lot of times. And actually, the risk of becoming disabled during your working years is far greater than the risk of you dying during your working years. So from that standpoint, it's something that definitely should be considered in any kind of financial planning that you're looking at. You know, both from a probability standpoint, there's more chance, more likelihood that you're going to become disabled, and the fact that if you become disabled rather than die, there's going to be additional costs that are associated with that. So especially even more so for somebody who's self-employed, as we've got Dean here, being self-employed, you know, it's going to have an even greater impact because not only does it impact him personally, if he's not able to earn any wages, it impacts his business. And if he's a sole proprietor, then he's personally liable for all those business debts. So if he doesn't have income coming in some one way or another, he's really going to have to come up with some means to pay off those debts, or else he could really get himself into some trouble. So disability insurance is very important to take into consideration. This is an area where I probably know enough to be dangerous. You know, Normally we would refer somebody to Jim Crone,
right,
to help them with their policy. But, you know, the biggest thing is just making sure that you've got a policy is not going to cover 100% of your salary or your income. It's probably going to be more in the range of 50 to 70%. So, you know, keep that in mind. Make sure that you've got that 50 to 70% is able to cover those expenses that you really need to take care of. There's another type of insurance called business overhead expense insurance, which is interesting that you can buy a policy. It basically acts like a disability policy. If you become disabled or just not able to work for whatever reason, it covers the cost of your, you know, your overhead expenses, just to kind of get you by until you can get back to working again. You know, again, as a sole proprietor, there's some risk there because that might be his whole, you know, he doesn't have employees, it doesn't sound like. So not having anybody to continue that business, if something were to happen to him, that income is just going to go away. So do you lose customers?
Yeah.
Do you lose, you know, the future of the business is very much in jeopardy.
Right.
So, you know, one of the things that he might want to consider, too, is looking at some type of buy-sell agreement, maybe, if he can get somebody to enter into that with him. It says he's got a son here who's 21, so he's kind of young, but he's just finishing his last year of college.
Yeah.
Doesn't say whether he's got any interest in participating in the business at some point in the future, but he could use disability insurance as the funding mechanism to provide for to fund that buy-sell agreement, maybe with his son, so that if something
sure
happens to him, the son can use the proceeds from that policy to buy him out of the business.
Sure.
And then Dean would be taken care of, hopefully, if he's done some good financial planning, with that lump sum money from the sale of the business that he can use to live off of and provide for some of his expenses while he's, you know, laid up.
Yeah, you got to be able to afford that dog food.
That's right. You got to be able to afford
the dog food.
You know, another item here that is often overlooked is what type of disability policy are you looking at? We generally recommend, especially for clients that are in kind of specialized businesses, an own occupation policy. So that's going to cover you for if you're not able to perform the duties of your specific job. So if you're a doctor and you're a surgeon and you know hurt your hand and you can't perform surgery, it's not going to say, well, you can still flip burgers, so you can go get a
job,
you know, get a job at McDonald's, and you don't get the proceeds from the policy.
Yeah.
So
make sure that you specifically talk about what it is that you do in case, I mean, like you're a financial analyst like myself and you have a maim yourself in a horrible calculator accident.
Yeah, you got to watch out.
Right.
You got to watch out.
Well, you know, and I think there's a lot of people that think that they can count on Social Security disability, but, you know, that is so difficult to actually get. That's, you know, you have to be, there are people that have, you know, that really are disabled that cannot get Social Security disability.
Yeah, so it says even in the on the Social Security site, to receive benefits as an adult, you must have physical or mental impairment that has lasted or is expected to last for at least 12 months or is expected to result in your death. So that's a pretty narrowly defined definition.
Yeah, and you're also talking about, well, I mean, you mentioned own occupation.
Yeah.
Social Security is probably not going to cover much for that high earner. You know, it's a drastic lifestyle change if that's, you know, all you're looking to do.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Yes.
It might sustain you, but it surely wouldn't sustain the lifestyle that you had put together.
Not at all. And there's actually earnings limits, too, on Social Security. If your average monthly earnings from work are above a maximum amount, then you may not even be considered eligible at all for the benefits from the Social Security Administration. So,
so there you go.
Definitely not something to count on.
Right. All right. So planning is good. There you go.
That's the summary of everything right there, Charlie.
There you go.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.